PlayStation's upcoming Project Q has a lot to prove. I mean, Sony is launching their brand new gaming handheld at a time when gaming handhelds on the market are like a dime a dozen.
And granted, that feels kind of weird to say because we're talking about the manufacturer of the PlayStation Vita after all.
But in today's market, we have the Steam Deck, the Nintendo Switch, Logitech G Cloud, the Asus ROG Ally. And then if you want to scale back a little bit, you have literally thousands of other devices that will turn your smartphone into a portable gaming handheld as well. The point is, Sony is now launching a brand new gaming handheld in a completely overcrowded market, and they really don't have a unique offering. I mean, right now, it seems like Sony's plan is that the Project Q handheld will support remote play, allowing PlayStation 5 owners to stream their games from their consoles to this gaming handheld,
which is definitely cool, but you know, the downside is that no matter what the cost of the Project Q is, with that strategy, you immediately have to include a $500 PlayStation 5 onto the cost just to be able to use it.
So I did some thinking and I compiled a list of the things that I want to see become possible with Sony's Project Q. And first up, cloud native support is probably the biggest one. Sony has been making a major push into cloud gaming as of late, with most recently the service testing out 4K streaming to subscribers of PlayStation Plus Premium. And when it comes to PlayStation's upcoming gaming portable, I would absolutely love to see Sony offer a native PlayStation Plus app that will stream video games directly from the cloud to your handheld, completely eliminating the need for a PlayStation 5. And immediately, it would make this device a massive success, as gamers who can't afford a PlayStation 5 can now experience some of Sony's best video games by buying this entry-level PlayStation handheld. And we've seen other cloud gaming platforms embrace this idea as well, specifically Xbox, GeForce Now, and Amazon Luna, who all offer native apps on LG and Samsung televisions, so players don't need Xboxes, Nvidia Shields, or Fire TV sticks to play video games. They literally just open an app just like Netflix on their television, and they're playing video games. And like I said, that is probably my biggest wish for the Project Q: cloud native support. But if Sony wanted to get super crazy, offer day one support for PlayStation Vita and PSP games. Whether users have to buy the games via the PlayStation Store and install them on the device, I don't know. I literally have no idea how they would do this, but the fact is there is such a massive treasure trove of content and lost video games from those devices that if the Project Q handheld kind of opened up the forbidden door of backwards compatibility and gave players the ability to play them, this would be a massive W that would no doubt breathe new life into some of these very old titles. Granted, I will be the first to admit that that idea is so far out there that I really don't see Sony pursuing that. But if I had to be realistic here, my final three wishes I feel like are pretty doable for PlayStation. One of those would have to be a long battery life. I mean, Insider Gaming reported earlier this year that the Project Q battery life is rumored to be around 3 to 4 hours, which is significantly lower than the PlayStation 5 DualSense controller that I think is like 6 to 12 hours. I might be wrong on that one, but 3 to 4 hours just feels unacceptable. Like, it kind of feels like a joke with any piece of technology. I mean, after every gameplay session you had, you just have to immediately put it back on the charger, and there wouldn't really be any travel options for this thing. I mean, Sony, when I look at a device like this, and whether or not I want to invest in it, I want a device that I can throw in my backpack, jump on a plane, forget that I packed my charger, travel, you know, the whole week, play a couple games throughout there, jump back on the plane, and then it's still charged. That isn't possible with 3 to 4 hours. But even then, I understand that could add unwarranted cost to the device. And if Sony is really trying to make this thing be as cheap as possible, yeah, the 3 to 4 hour battery life kind of makes sense. But another big wish I want to talk about is that I would love for the PlayStation Project Q to offer a SIM card port. Now, if this device is only going to be a remote play device, then I completely get it. You don't need it, because for remote play to work best, you almost want to be on the same Wi-Fi network. But if Sony allows me to stream games directly to this device via the cloud, then yeah, I 100% want a SIM card port in this device, because I want to be able to play this thing in the park, on a bus, in the mall, in a box with the fox who's wearing socks. Literally anywhere I go, I want to be able to open up my Project Q, play a game, and be able to stream games to the device. Yes, I totally understand. Public Wi-Fi is a thing, but as someone that survived Google Stadia from start to finish, public Wi-Fi is limited. And if I could literally pull this device out anywhere and stream a game, oh my God, you're talking chef's kiss right there. And I guess my final wish probably comes down to the controller actually interfacing with the PlayStation 5. And what I mean by that is, like, when I'm at home, I want to be able to use this controller or this device as my new DualSense controller with my PlayStation 5. And granted, that would definitely make this the most expensive controller that I've ever owned, but if I'm gonna drop $200, $250, $300 on this device, yeah, I'd want to be able to use it to play games on my PlayStation, pause that experience, transfer the gameplay directly to my controller, and walk away, similar to the experience you get with, like, the Nintendo Switch of docking it and undocking it. But of course, that's just my wish list. What do you all think? What's your biggest wish for the upcoming PlayStation Project Q? Let me know in the comment section down below. And don't forget, Nerf Gaming Hotline is open all week long. So call in, leave us your voicemails, let us know your thoughts. And I can't wait to hear all of you and break those down. So thank you guys so much for watching. Until next time, we will see you. Yeah, you. Right there. You. We'll see you in the next video.
Are you listening?